Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSPMAG24.
The app wants We're to on. Do what it wants to do, Marco.
I don't understand app. who is app anyway?
That app. These apps. That, those apps.
There is an app
Our
for
app.
That.
Their app.
There is an app for that. But hey, where are you? You're in a pretty place. Is that Mount Fuji? Are you
I'm
in Japan?
I'm about to go swimming. I'm gonna take the jacket off and jump in.
I see a little snow. I don't know. You're ready?
There's some ski runs back there as well.
Really?
Some really, really good skiing going on here. So, not that I get to know this season.
Well, you have to keep yourself
off the mountain from that perspective right now. But anyway,
you have to keep yourself in good shape for a lot of walking coming up really soon.
No yard sale wipeouts on the mountain before RSA conference. That's for sure.
That's what we're here talking about, RSA conference and all the big plan that we have. And just to get used to it, I'm not as far in the wild as you are, but I wanted to kind of test it, all the gears that we're going to bring with us. We've been talking about it for a few days now. We've been trying to different lapel mics and connection, and I think we're good. We're light. We're traveling light, but we got all we need.
I can think back to the multiple cameras and the bags of batteries that I'd lug around.
Oh my God!
Capture good stuff. But
I remember Singapore. I remember RSA conference Singapore where you said, "Can you grab my bag and move it here?" And I said, "Sure." And then I was like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm not carrying that thing." And we went around the whole day with that thing, and I don't know how you did it.
I don't know either.
Yeah. No, light.
But, we're traveling lighter. Now it's all about getting to the right spot and connecting with the right people and having the right conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm excited about it.
I know. We've had two. One of them is coming next week. We've already published our kickoff episode with Linda and Britta. Kind of gives an overview of the art of possible. It's a theme that I love. I mean, I love art, and when you can connect it to technology and everything we're doing in cybersecurity, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And then I think our episode with Cecilia is coming in a couple days, and that one talks about the future. She's a futurist.
She challenged me into looking in the future, and I asked her some hard question. But you know, she's been doing this for a while. She's been doing all these things about the university, the students at RSA conference, all the lunch pod, the sandbox, and I think we got a little confusion on too many sandbox and
what is what.
But cool. Yeah, it was good.
The point is, there's a lot of innovation. Startups and people pre-seed, post-seed with funding, pitching judges, presenting their wares in the expo. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. I mean, lots of stuff.
And you know, it is like, it's like really looking into the future. And I made this joke many times when we were covering CS, like you got all the technology, all the different aspect of it, and you're really looking into the future. All the innovators are there. Of course, RSA conference is focused on cybersecurity, but you know what? There is a lot of technology, and there is a lot of, I'm going to have to say, AI.
we talked about that, actually. Everything has AI, and every conversation presentation seems to touch on AI in some fashion. What I found cool as I spent the last few days pulling together who I want to talk to ahead of the conference, or who we get to talk to ahead of the conference, and there appears to be a lot of researchers, a lot of people from university, a lot of people from government looking at law and policy and ethics and a lot of the stuff that we probably don't talk enough about when we're looking at security programs. And this goes to the heart of my show, where I really truly believe that the InfoSec team, the CISO and their team, have a lot of knowledge and a lot of data to help the organization that they're working for operate safely and to actually embrace technologies like AI in a way that's powerful and meaningful and still safe. So it's great to see. I think a lot of the people that I just mentioned, or the roles that I just mentioned, will have a huge impact in how we do that. We can't regulate our way out of this. I think
We have to design, you know, with that,
architect our way into the world.
With that said, I think we can dive into what we're going to be doing there. You kind of already went there, but when we were going together in the past few days about who we're going to talk to, we said, you know what, let's invite pretty much everybody, because we can always take whatever angle we want, right? There is the societal aspect, there is the innovative aspect, the innovation, the creativity, there is all of that, and there is, of course, the more technical and cybersecurity related conversation. And we're going to have that as well. And we're going to do it in many different forms. So, and that, there's this, and that. And it's a yes, and yes. And yeah, and we're going multimedia. Like, we change kind of our tagline is not at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society, even if it still is, obviously. But it's about connecting minds, broadcasting ideas, and really looking into the future. I think we're wearing our futurist hat.
Yep.
And we know there is a lot of amazing people there. So we're going to have conversation in Broadcast Alley, which I'm really excited about. We're going to have the entire crew there, so we don't have to be the one holding the camera like we're doing right now and miking ourselves. We're going to have actually professional people sitting there. We're going to have our guests showing up, and we know that it's going to look and it's going to sound amazing. So an open invitation. We already have a few actually booked, some interesting name. Very, very excited about that. But we still have a few spots. So if you're listening right now, just get in touch with us here on LinkedIn or on ITSP Magazine, the page, and where it says advertise right in the navigation. And we would love to have you on to talk about what you do, your brand story. And it's going to be a beautiful way to share it with the entire community. So that's the one. And then? What is the other that?
One of us is breaking up on the signal here. But yeah, so I think what I'll go to is kind of what I was leaning in on. And so, yes, we haven't left the intersection. But I think what we're highlighting in our new tagline is the connecting minds and broadcasting ideas. I really, as we lead up to, it's our Chats on the Road series, right? Where we lead up to the actual event, where we have conversations with keynotes and panelists and speakers and workshop leaders and other thought leaders in the industry participating as official speakers and whatnot, official participants, not just attendees, but people participating, presenting at the conference. Connecting different people in different ways to talk about the different topics that highlight what they're doing there, but also present things in a different way. And for me, that's super exciting. I'm excited to hear how somebody from one session thinks about the topic in conversation with somebody from another session. Of course, there's my simple mind that brings my own two cents into the mix, and then you have your brilliant mind, Marco, where you take us to a whole other level of looking at the future and looking at things philosophically, which is cool. So I'm really excited that a shout out to RSA Conference. They pulled together some amazing people, and I'm excited to get to chat with some of them and have some conversations in our Chats on the Road. So expect to see some of those coming out as we lead up to the May 6th. I said May 3rd the other day when we were talking to Cecilia.
Because they're too excited about it.
I am very excited about it. So excited I'll be there on this, on the 3rd.
Exactly. So that again, what you just said, if people are actually presenting there, obviously the chats on the road are either for organizer or people that are keynoting or having a panel or having a presentation there, because our job is to fill that room up, right? So whenever there is something going on the stage, we want people to know enough that they know it's going to be cool. We're not going to give the end, the ending of it, but we're going to have people showing up.
I try to get them to do the end.
No, well, you know, it's I don't want them to. You still want to go get watch the whole movie. And so if somebody that is listening right now, and I know a lot of people that are actually even part of ITSP Magazine, they have a presentation there, and we haven't got in touch about it yet, then you want to share it before, again, let us know. I mean, this is a way for us to tell you all the things that we're doing there and how to get involved, right? Either you are a company that wants to promote their product, their idea, their innovation, that's the broadcast alley. Again, we're going to do briefing, audio, on location. And but there's also the usual fun part, which is to connect with our friends, with people. I don't know if we're going to have a line of 5 or 6 people all together, because again, we're not bringing 6 microphones.
We have the eight mic audio interface. Makes that happen. We're not doing that. We'll be a little more engaged and direct and simple.
Yep. Few
people at a time.
And but you know, it's going to be spontaneous.
I still see the balcony, Moscone West. I still see that happening. I still see the hallways where we're allowed to film per union rules. I still see Yerba Buena Garden.
Yep.
Lots of fun stuff.
Crossing my finger for the weather, for the good weather, like last year. Last year was an amazing weather.
No rain, no snow, no fog.
It's actually a little too hot, which is kind of weird.
For the wind to be down as well. Not too much wind.
Yep. So there is that as well. Now, because of course we want to keep this relatively short, which is already over 10 minutes. Because I'm gonna hang up. I'm gonna just crash the phone, kind of like the guitar, like the Who. And no, what I want to do is I want to take this last couple of minutes to kind of make a call to action coming from you, because we've been doing it when we have this conversation with the people there. Well, another one we didn't mention is the chat that I had with the village sandbox, the airspace village, and it was a very, very energetic conversation with Henry Davison and Liz Worthen. And when Henry is involved, it's high energy. There is no question about that. And it was going to go everywhere.
Passion runs through for sure.
Yeah. So the thing that I'm asking you is what I ask the guest, which is make your call to action. You got your 2 minutes to bring everybody, not only to our RSA conference, but to participate with us. And three, two, one, go.
Here's what I'll do for that, Marco. Because the people may not know, and I'm not saying this to get sympathy or anything, but I mean, it's a lot of work trying to figure out what do we want to talk about, who do we want to talk about it, where is that going to happen, is it on location, is it pre-event, is it post-event. I spend a lot of time thinking about that, and I'm human, I guess is the point I want to make here, and I want to make sure that what we're pulling together is what people want to hear and see. So my call to folks watching this and listening to ITSP Magazine and Redefining Cybersecurity Podcast is, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear executive level? Do you want to hear SOC analyst level? Do you want to hear policy? Do you want to hear incident response? Do you want to hear ethics? Do you want to hear pick your topic. I want to know. So if you have something you want to hear, is there a session or two that interests you and you want to do a side dive, not a deep dive because we're not going to give away the session, but a side dive on that topic, we can do that. So that's my call to folks listening, is tell me what you want us to cover. And I, along with Marco, of course, will do our best to make that happen. So that's my call. Hopefully people chime
yep,
in.
I'm going to jump on that call because I go back to the first time that I show up a long time ago to RSA conference. This is going to be my 10th, I believe, years there. And how I was not an IT or a cybersecurity expert, but I was an expert in something else. And we saw the connection, right? The whole societal involvement, the everyday things that we do, the technology we use for fun, for business, for connecting with others, for the community, for the government, for anything. And my point is, everybody that is there is an expert, right? Even the people that are just walking through is an expert. So not only if you're presenting, not only if you're keynoting, but also if you have some opinion, if you have something to say, take the call that Sean just made. And let us know, and not only what you want to hear, but also if you have something to say, we may just be happy to share a few minutes, either there in person or in a panel in the future. It is about the community, and everybody's bringing a different piece, different corner, and it is the art of possible, which means enable everybody to be part of this. Exactly.
So I'm going to direct everybody to itspmagazine.com/RSAC. That's our coverage page. Scroll down a bit on that page. You'll see all the stuff we're doing, all the conversations we have planned, when we'll be in broadcast alley. So if you want to swing by during those times, Moscone North, down by the entrance to the expo, come by during those times and say hi. You'll see when we're going to be in the press and media room doing our briefings with some of the vendors. So if you're there, just stop by and say hi to us there. And outside of those two times, we're going to be running around the halls and outside Yerba Buena, and find us, grab a hug, take a selfie, say hi, and tell us what you're thinking.
Yep. And with that, I think it's time for us to say goodbye and see you soon.
Cheers, everybody. Ciao.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Insights, solutions, and networking all come together at RSA Conference. Join a global cybersecurity community at rsaconference.com/ITSP Mag 24.